Urban Water Filtration and Purification Techniques by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In the unpredictable world of urban living, it's always good to be prepared for when SHTF, yes, that's shit hits the fan, for those uninitiated in prepper lingo. These scenarios involve anything from natural disasters to civil unrest, where everyday conveniences evaporate faster than you can say, "Where's the water?" Urban preppers are a savvy bunch. They live in cities, where skyscrapers outnumber trees, and finding potable water can be trickier than navigating rush hour traffic. Unlike their countryside counterparts, who might have a handy creek nearby, urbanites face unique challenges when it comes to securing and purifying water. And let's face it, the tap's reliability in a crisis? About as dependable as Wi-Fi during a storm. Purpose of this report. This report exists for one reason: to arm you with comprehensive techniques for urban water filtration and purification. No fluff, just the clear steps and actionable tips you need to ensure your water's safe when systems fail. Think of this as your classified dossier on staying hydrated, minus the cloak and dagger drama. Why it matters. Water is life. That's not just a catchy phrase. It's a cold, hard fact. In SHTF scenarios, clean water becomes a rare commodity, essential for drinking, cooking, and hygiene. The stakes are high, especially in cities where access to fresh water is already limited. With urbanization accelerating, over 55% of the world's population now lives in cities, the need for preparedness has never been more pressing. Recent events like hurricanes, power outages, and even social upheaval have shown us how quickly normalcy can dissolve into chaos. When faucets run dry and bottled water flies off shelves, having the knowledge and tools to filter and purify water can make all the difference. Whether it's boiling, using chemical treatments, or deploying advanced filtration systems, knowing these techniques isn't just smart, it's essential. Basic principles of water filtration and purification. Understanding the distinction between water filtration and purification is crucial for any urban prepper. Filtration versus purification. Filtration, this process involves physically removing contaminants from water. It's like straining spaghetti, only instead of noodles, you're sifting out bacteria, protozoa, and sediment. However, it doesn't eliminate all viruses or chemical pollutants. Purification. This step takes filtration further by removing or neutralizing biological contaminants, chemicals, and viruses. Think of it as the high-powered vacuum for your water supply, ensuring nothing harmful sticks around. Common contaminants in urban water supplies. Urban water can harbor a cocktail of unwanted guests: biological contaminants, bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. Chemical pollutants, pesticides, heavy metals, and industrial chemicals. Physical impurities, sediment, rust, and microplastics. Knowing what lurks in your water helps you choose the right method to combat it. Various water filtration methods. When it comes to keeping your water clean, not all filters are created equal. Let's dive into the different methods, their perks, and their pitfalls. Activated carbon filters. How they work. These filters use activated carbon to trap contaminants through adsorption. Pros: great for improving taste and removing chlorine, organic compounds, and certain pesticides. Cons: less effective against viruses and inorganic pollutants like heavy metals. Example: a Brita filter, handy for daily use, though it won't cut it in an SHTF situation. Ceramic filters, how they work. Water passes through tiny pores in a ceramic material, blocking pathogens and sediment. Pros: effective against bacteria and protozoa, durable and reusable. Cons: slow filtration rate, won't remove viruses or chemicals. Case study: during the 2010 Haiti earthquake, ceramic water filters were widely distributed to prevent cholera outbreaks. UV light filters. How they work. Ultraviolet light kills pathogens by disrupting their DNA. Pros. Highly effective against bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. Cons. Requires power source. Doesn't remove physical or chemical contaminants. Example. Steripen. Popular among backpackers, but reliant on batteries. Reverse osmosis. How it works. Water is pushed through a semi-permeable membrane that blocks most contaminants. Pros. Removes a wide range of impurities, including heavy metals and chemicals. Cons. Slow and wasteful. Requires significant water pressure and maintenance. Example. Home reverse osmosis systems, providing some of the purest water, but at a higher cost and lower efficiency. Boiling. How it works. Heating water to its boiling point kills most pathogens. Pros. Simple and reliable. No special equipment needed. Cons. Time-consuming and energy-intensive. Doesn't remove chemical contaminants. Tip. Always bring water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute or 3 minutes at higher altitudes. Chemical treatments. How they work. Chemicals like iodine or chlorine tablets disinfect water. Pros. Lightweight and portable. Great for emergencies. Cons. Unpleasant taste. Less effective against some protozoans. Chemical exposure concerns. Example. Military and outdoor kits often include these tablets for on-the-go purification. Solar disinfection. SODIS. How it works. Fill a clear plastic bottle with water and leave it in direct sunlight for 6 hours. UV rays and increased temperature work together to kill pathogens. Pros, simple and cost-effective. No special equipment needed. Cons, requires sunlight and several hours to be effective. Doesn't remove chemical pollutants or sediment. Case study, SODIS has been successfully used in rural areas of developing countries to provide safe drinking water. Distillation. How it works. Heat water to create steam, then collect the condensed steam, leaving contaminants behind. This method removes pathogens and many chemical contaminants. Pros. Highly effective at removing a broad range of impurities, including heavy metals and minerals. Cons. Energy. Intensive and slow. Requires specific equipment. Example. Distillation units were used in the aftermath of the Fukushima nuclear disaster to ensure water was free from radioactive contaminants. Choosing the right water purification method often depends on the context and available resources. By combining filtration with one of these purification methods, urban preppers can ensure they have a multi-layered defense against whatever contaminants might float their way. DIY water filtration systems. In a pinch, knowing how to MacGyver your own water filtration system can be the difference between staying hydrated and getting an unwelcome tour of the local hospital. Materials needed. 2 large plastic bottles, sand and gravel, coarse and fine. Coffee filters or a clean cloth. Activated charcoal can be found in pet stores or online. Instructions. Cut the bottles. Take one bottle and cut off the bottom. This will serve as your filter. The second bottle remains intact to catch the filtered water. Secure the filter. Place a coffee filter or clean cloth over the mouth of the cut bottle and secure it with a rubber band. Layer the materials. In the cut bottle, layer the materials starting with the coffee filter, then coarse sand, fine sand, gravel, and finally activated charcoal at the top. Each layer should be about 2 to 3 inches thick. Assemble the system. Place the cut bottle upside down into the intact bottle. Ensure it's stable. Pour and filter. Slowly pour dirty water through the top of the cut bottle. The water will pass through each layer, filtering out different types of contaminants as it goes. Safety precautions. Pre-treat water. If possible, pre-treat the water by boiling or adding chemical disinfectants before using your DIY filter. Regular maintenance. Regularly replace the filter materials to ensure its effectiveness. Test. First, Always test the filtered water by observing its clarity and, if you have access, using water testing strips to check for contaminants. This homemade filter isn't perfect. Think of it as your starter kit before you level up with commercial-grade options. But in a tight spot, it's worth its weight in gold, or at least in clean water, emergency water sources in urban environments. When the taps run dry, it's time to get resourceful. Cities may not have babbling brooks, but they do have hidden reservoirs of life-saving H2O. Potential emergency water sources. Rooftop rainwater. Pros: relatively clean if collected directly from rainfall. Cons: may need filtering due to rooftop debris. Tip: use a tarp or any clean surface to collect rainwater and funnel it into containers. Public fountains and pools. Pros: easily accessible. Cons: often treated with chlorine or other chemicals that require additional purification. Tip: use after treating with activated carbon filters to remove excess chlorine. Water heaters. Pros: large volume of water, stored and often overlooked. Cons: access can be tricky and water may taste metallic. Tip: turn off the power supply before tapping into your heater's reservoir. Toilets: tank water only. Pros: accessible and usually clean except for toilet bowl additives. Cons: not exactly the first choice due to psychological barriers. Tip: use tank water, not the bowl, and filter it before consumption. Risks and how to make these sources safe. Contaminants, chemical pollutants, pesticides, industrial runoff, and household chemicals. Biological contaminants, bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. Safety measures, filtration and purification. Use combined methods, e.g., initial filtration followed by boiling or UV treatment. Chemical neutralization. Activated carbon filters can help remove some chemical pollutants, while distillation can deal with most. Testing. Whenever possible, use water testing kits to assess water quality before consumption. I bet. By being aware of these hidden water sources and knowing how to make them safe, urban preppers can stay one step ahead of dehydration. Remember, ingenuity and preparation go hand in hand when navigating an SHTF scenario, KOWI, long-term water storage solutions. When SHTF, having a stash of clean water is like holding a winning lottery ticket. But storing water long-term isn't as simple as shoving bottles under the bed. Here's how to do it right. Strategies for storing purified water. Long-term: use food-grade containers. Why it matters. Containers made from food-grade plastic or glass prevent chemicals from leaching into your water. Tip: look for containers with the recycling symbol, NERJRA 1, PEAT, NERJRA 2, HDPE, or NERJRA 4, LDPE. Proper sealing. Details: ensure all containers are sealed tightly to prevent contamination. Tip: consider using water storage cubes with tight-fitting lids or even repurposed glass jars with rubber seals. Add preservatives. Options: common options include household bleach, unscented, or commercial water preservation tablets. Dosage: add 8 drops of bleach per gallon of water, then let it sit for 30 minutes. It's not a cocktail, but it'll do. Store in a cool, dark place. Reason: light and heat can promote algae growth and degrade the quality of your water. Tip: basements or interior closets away from sunlight are ideal locations. Maintenance and rotation practices. Regular inspection. Frequency: check your water storage at least every 6 months. What to look for: inspect for leaks, cloudiness, or any unusual smells. Rotate your stock. Plan: rotate stored water every year to maintain freshness. Method: use the first-in, first-out method. Consume the oldest water first and replace it with newly purified water. Cleaning containers. Routine: clean and sanitize containers before refilling them. Solution: use a mixture of 1 teaspoon of bleach to 1 quart of water to sanitize storage containers. By following these strategies, you'll ensure your water stays as pristine as possible, even when society takes a nosedive. Legal and ethical considerations. When it comes to sourcing and treating water during emergencies, playing by the rules isn't just about avoiding fines. It's about keeping things ethical and sustainable. Legal issues related to water sourcing. Water collection laws. Note: some areas have restrictions or regulations on rainwater harvesting. Action: check local laws to ensure you're compliant. No one wants to be the outlaw of rain barrels. Public water sources. Advice: using water from public fountains and pools should be a last resort and may require permissions. Tip: always look for posted regulations or seek clarification from local authorities. But down ethical issues related to water sourcing and treatment. Responsible usage. Principle: avoid hoarding water resources that others might need. Tip: only store what you reasonably need and encourage community sharing where feasible. Environmental impact. Consideration: avoid using chemicals that could harm the environment when purifying water. Guidance: opt for natural purification methods when possible, like solar disinfection. Compliance and responsible usage. Stay informed. Action: keep up to date with local and national guidelines on water usage during emergencies. Benefit: this ensures you're prepared and acting within legal boundaries. Community involvement. Idea: engage in local preparedness groups to share resources and knowledge. Result: fosters a sense of community and shared responsibility. By addressing these legal and ethical considerations, you'll not only be prepared for emergencies, but you'll also be a responsible and conscientious member of your community. Conclusion: throughout this report, we've navigated the often murky waters of urban water filtration and purification techniques. Here's what we've uncovered: SHTF scenarios and urban preppers. The unique challenges faced by city dwellers in securing clean water during crises. Water filtration versus purification. Differentiating between filtering out physical impurities and purifying to eliminate pathogens and chemicals. Filtration methods: a deep dive into activated carbon filters, ceramic filters, and reverse osmosis systems, each with its own strengths and weaknesses. Purification methods: techniques like boiling, chemical treatments, UV light, and solar disinfection that ensure water safety even when left high and dry. DIY solutions: step-by-step guides for creating basic yet effective DIY water filtration systems using common household materials. Emergency sources: identifying and safely utilizing unconventional water sources in urban environments, from rooftop rainwater to public fountains. Long-term storage: strategies to stockpile water effectively, ensuring it remains usable over extended periods. Legal and ethical considerations: navigating the regulatory landscape and embracing responsible practices in water collection and treatment. Implications and recommendations. Given the findings, here are our key takeaways and recommendations. Be proactive. Waiting until a crisis strikes to think about water isn't a strategy. It's a recipe for panic. Get ahead by familiarizing yourself with filtration and purification methods now. Diversify your arsenal. No single method will cover all bases. Having a mix of filtration and purification techniques ensures you're prepared for various contaminants and scenarios. Leverage DIY skills. Building simple filtration systems can be a lifesaver, or at least a stomach saver. Equip yourself with the knowledge and materials needed to whip one up on the fly. Scout emergency sources. Know your neighborhood's potential emergency water sources and have a plan for making them safe to drink. Store wisely. Proper long-term storage of purified water can be your lifeline in extended emergencies. Regularly inspect and rotate your stock to ensure it's always ready. Stay informed and ethical. Understand and comply with local laws regarding water collection. Use resources responsibly and consider the wider impact of your actions. Final thoughts. In an ever-urbanizing world, the ability to secure and maintain clean water is becoming increasingly critical. Whether you're an experienced prepper or just starting to think about emergency preparedness, the tools and knowledge shared in this report can help safeguard your water supply when the unexpected happens. Remember, while boiling water might not earn you a Michelin star, it could very well save your life. So, stay prepared, stay informed, and most importantly, stay hydrated. After all, when SHTF, the last thing you want is to be caught with your canteen empty and options limited.